If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode.
I would rather put a TV far away on the wall and dim it down and put a timer on it and watch something that's not very engaging, something fun and not upsetting, than I would have a screen right in your face.
Thank you for tuning in to the Healing Hormones podcast. I'm your host, Nina Boyce, a certified holistic health coach and hormone expert. And I'm here to talk about all things menstrual health and women's health related, to teach you the things that you need to know about your body so that you feel really well and you can be your most productive and happiest self every day. Today, I am interviewing Mikki Beyer-Klassen, a Danish-born, New York-based serial entrepreneur. He has a long track record of building genre-defining companies. Since 2009, with a focus on improving people's mental performance and well-being at the intersection of science and technology. Currently, he is the co-founder and CEO of TimeShifter, a jet lag app that can help travelers adapt to new time zones quickly based on the latest in sleep and circadian neuroscience, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. So the reason I wanted to get Mikki on the podcast is because travel really affects hormones. The change in our circadian rhythm, so when we see light, when we see darkness, and the fact that our body really wants to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, is totally shot out the window when we travel across time zones, especially when you're traveling, like I just did, to Singapore, which is on a 12-hour time difference. So I can say, being completely honest, that I just got back about 5 days ago. My period just started early. So I'm on day 18 of my cycle and I'm already starting to spot. That is proof right there that travel, whether that be the changes in your sleeping patterns or the changes in your food or exercise activity level, all of these things play a huge role in the way that our menstrual cycle works. So when I found out that there was this app called TimeShifter, I actually met Mikki when me and Cody were recording the Global Wellness Summit. He had an interview with somebody there and he also did a presentation. My mind was blown and I was so excited about this app. So I downloaded it and I used it on the way back from Singapore. It helped so much more than just doing whatever I wanted on the plane ride there. It gave me a structured set of times to sleep, when to see light, when to not see light, when to use caffeine. And I could really tell the difference in my body once we got back to Columbus. Although I will say, and you'll hear in the interview, that there were a couple things I didn't do correctly, which I think could have made my experience and my transition back to the Eastern time zone much better. So I cannot wait for you to dive into this episode. And just a reminder that I would love to continue this conversation with you over in my private Healing Hormones Facebook group. You can search for Healing Hormones on Facebook and request to be a part of our tribe. In this group, women are sharing their own experiences with hormone balance. I'm sharing the episodes. We've created a community where it's safe to ask questions and talk to other women about what is going on with your health and with your period. So again, that private Facebook group is called Healing Hormones. Just search it up and request to be in the group and I'll add you. All right, let's hop into this interview with Mikki. Mikki, thank you so much for coming on the Healing Hormones podcast today. I cannot wait to dive in and talk about this new app that you created, TimeShifter, that helps people get over jet lag. And especially with being in the women's hormonal health space, I am always preaching how we can help, you know, serve our bodies and give our bodies the tools it needs so that even when we're traveling, we can feel better mentally and physically. And so I cannot wait for you to dive in and tell my audience all about this new app.
Thank you so much, Nina. This is very exciting. I'm happy to be on your show.
Well, why don't we start by you explaining how you even got into this work and what brought you to TimeShifter?
Absolutely. So I am, I think, what people refer to as a serial entrepreneur. So I really enjoy being part of the startup world and solve problems. In my case, using technology as sort of the enabler. I have been a little bit all over the map in terms of the startups I've been involved in over the years. But the past 12 years, I have narrowed down my focus to the mental performance and well-being space. So I've co-founded a company before TimeShifter that launched the first mindfulness app, that launched the first sleep app on the App Store. We even launched an app for to address fear of flying with Virgin Atlantic. It's been really fun to grow with that whole industry and being a pioneer in that category, which lets us, the whole team and my co-founders, Tony, Hannah, and Jacob Raun, fellow Danes, although I live in New York now, they're still there, to create TimeShifter. It's been a great journey, and now with more than 1 billion devices, it's a whole different ballgame than when we started out, you know, 11, 12 years ago.
Wow, absolutely. And I've heard you say this before, but I feel like there's so much emphasis on physical health, which is also important, and nutrition, but we're lagging a little bit in the mental health game. And what you're doing is you're creating these tools that are easily accessible for everybody to help us be on top of our mental health game.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it actually goes even further than that, but you're absolutely right. I think, you know, since the 80s and the 90s, our focus has been on, in terms of health, has been, and performance for that matter, has been on diet, nutrition, and physical exercise. Whereas the area that I'm excited about is addressing the mental side of our lives. Granted that TimeShifter goes a little bit across all of them, and it's just really exciting because there's so much science out there that have never been converted into products and solutions that can help people live better lives. So TimeShifter is a great example of that, I think.
Yeah. Well, I want to actually pick on something you just mentioned where you created an app for people that have a fear of flying. How does that work?
Well, I mean, there are techniques and tools that the airlines have known about for a long time, for many years. And many of those airlines, in fact, are offering on-site courses in how to address their fear of flying. And there are different techniques and there are different ways of replacing and changing how you project danger into a situation when in fact there's nothing to be afraid about. So, or little to be afraid about. I don't want to, say that flying is completely 100% safe. It is the safest means of transportation in the world, but
it's safer than driving a car, I've heard.
Much safer.
Yeah.
Safer. There is much more likelihood you go out in a car crash than something bad happening on a plane. So anyway, I just love how in the case of fear of flying, it was really the world of psychology that to a large extent could help us get people airborne again without that fear and be able to, you know, travel for business or go with their families on vacation when before it had been a crippling problem for them. So it's another great example of how a problem can be solved in a very easy manner and also be a very cost-efficient way of getting it out to a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, fear of flying is crippling for a lot of people. And I personally have claustrophobia, which I've recently gotten over through like a lot of mindset work and also exposure because I can't not travel with the business that I'm in with podcasting and my husband. We travel all the time. So I just had to get over it. But I still have moments where I'll get this immediate sense of panic when I'm on the airplane. Like I can't get out of here. If I want to, I'm stuck. And so I've had to do a lot of self-talk and like soothing practices and grounding exercises and breathing exercises. And thankfully, I will say, I had not flown for more than 5 hours in probably 10 years. Because last time I flew overseas was when I went to China, and that was 10 years ago. And I did really well. There was like no panic. I also think it's because there's no choice. Like, I'm going to be on this plane for at least 15 hours. So might as well not panic, right?
Yeah, exactly. And again, there's nothing to be afraid about. That's a psychological issue. Whereas what we're dealing with now at Timeshifter is not a psychological issue. It's a different type of problem that can only be solved with a different approach.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. So my struggle whenever I've flown, and this can be 3 hour time difference, 5 hour time difference, I am so tired. And I know it's because my body's trying to stay on Eastern Standard Time where I am here in Ohio, and wherever I go out west, it always changes. So Timeshifter has the science on how to fix that.
Absolutely. We're so fortunate that I think almost 4 years ago now, I bumped into Dr. Stephen Lochley from Harvard Medical School. And Dr. Stephen Lochley is one of the foremost experts in the area of sleep and circadian neuroscience in the world. An absolute genius, and have not only been part of many important studies himself, but also have read up on all the other studies out there. So in terms of understanding the science as it relates to in the case of jet lag, the circadian clock in our brain and how we can shift it quickly to a new time zone, he's the most incredible guy for us to work with. So he had already a very deep understanding of the science, but he'd also worked with NASA and Formula One drivers and other elite athletes and executives, business executives around the world to help them both with jet lag and peak performance. So he also had a concrete understanding of how to apply the science in the real world. And what we really did was to create a product out of it, create an app out of it. So essentially convert all that experience and all that science into a user-friendly, intuitive app that can then help people just by entering a few pieces of information. It gives you a very personalized plan that can help you shift between 3 and 5 times as fast to a new time zone than normal. So it's not a little incremental improvement when you use that, it's really a huge difference that in most cases you arrive and you feel absolutely amazing when you get there.
Yeah. Well, I used it on the way back. I didn't use it on the way there, and I felt a world of difference. But there are a couple things I still want to ask you about, because like the accuracy. But before we dive into that, for the women listening, I wanted to make them aware of. So for women, we have two clocks. So we have our hormonal clock, which is, you know, every month we have a cycle, and then there's 4 weeks within that cycle. But then we also have a 24-hour clock, which males and women have, and that's our circadian rhythm. So before we go further, can you just explain a little bit about what a circadian rhythm is?
Yeah, so the circadian rhythm is this clock, also some refer to it as the biological clock in our brain. And it is, like you're saying, a 24-hour clock. And not all clocks are equal, though. So the reason for some people being early birds and some people being night owls, it's in fact because the clock is not precisely 24 hours. Mm. So early birds, their clocks are between 23 and a half and 24 hours. And night owls, their clock are between 24 and 25 hours. So the early birds, the fact that the clock is faster makes you wake up earlier. And so there is a biological answer to this question that many might have wondered, why are some people getting up early and some people feeling much more energetic at night? And this is the answer. But this clock in the brain has huge implications for our health and wellness in multiple ways, right? So we also have clocks. I'll come back to some of the implications in a minute. But if you're looking at your body in general, there's also these clocks all over our body in all of our organs and cells. So the clock in the brain is really the master clock, whereas we also have clocks all over the organs. And that's why metabolism, hormones, everything is affected by the circadian clock. It's not a it goes far beyond just feeling off for a couple of days. It does have an impact on how you feel in your stomach, how you react to certain things. So yeah, the circadian clock is very impactful. And just taking it down to earth for a moment and talk about the circadian clock, not in the context of jet lag, but just day to day.
Yeah.
That can give people a really good idea of how important it is. So you probably heard before about people saying experts talking about don't look at your iPad or iPhone at night in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because our circadian clock is incredibly sensitive to light, which in fact is the foundation of time shifter.
Yes.
It's timing light. So you need to see the right light at the right time and avoid seeing the wrong light at the wrong time. If you see the right light at the right time, you can shift the clock 3 to 5 times as fast to a new time zone than normal. If you see the wrong light at the wrong time, you'll shift your clock backwards and you'll make jet lag much worse. In terms of day to day, back to that story about at night where experts are saying don't look at the iPad or iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine, like, the reason why they say that is because it's a signal straight to the circadian clock saying day. And what is your body built to do when it's day? To get some alertness, awakeness, and build energy so you can get going and function. Right. And so that's what happens at night in bed when you have this bright screen right in front of you. And that's why you shouldn't be doing it. There's another thing that is important to understand about the circadian clock day to day. And that is the more consistent you go to bed and wake up in the morning, the better mm-hmm. it is. Because we have two underlying systems that determine our sleep and sleepiness. One is the sleep drive. The longer you're awake, the more tired you get, the more sleep you get at night, the more rested and energetic you're going to feel in the morning. But the other system is the circadian clock. And if you're not used to going to bed at a certain time and you try to fall asleep at that time, you might not be able to fall easily asleep. You might be what some people call wired and tired. You know, you're really exhausted. You've been awake for a long time, but your circadian clock is not usually used to you going to bed at that time. And that's why it's more difficult. So those two systems really needs to be in sync. If they're not in sync, then you don't get the high quality sleep and you don't get the proper REM and deep sleep that you need. So the circadian clock has huge implications day to day. But then when you push it into the area of travel and jet lag, you know, what happens is when you move to a different time zone, you're disrupting this clock, right?
Totally.
You arrive to a new time zone and now your clock is back at your home time zone. And the big problem so far, has been a lack of focus on the circadian misalignment. Instead, I'm not saying everyone, but many airlines and hotels have focused more on sleep and fatigue. They're sort of creating the most incredible sleep environments and doing all what they can with good intentions to make people feel great and be well rested so they can enjoy their vacations or their business trips, be more productive on their business trips. But the real problem is that their circadian clocks are not shifted and in sync with the local time zone the first days. And
yeah,
that's what time shifter does.
I was going to say, so on the way there, I did not download time shifter. I didn't even like know about it actually until we interviewed you. And I was like, this is fantastic. But Cody did. So I don't know why he didn't tell me. But anyway, when I got there, I remember like getting enough sleep. Like when we got off of the plane, I was so tired. I remember getting like a decent amount of sleep, but I was shot the next day. And even for the whole rest of the trip, I would get really tired around the same time. For some reason, it was like around 4 o'clock Singapore time. And I was like, had to take a nap. And then I was not tired when it was time for me to actually go to bed. So I was like, the amount of sleep I'm getting isn't correlating to me being awake and alert for this trip.
Exactly. It's not. It's surprising how much power our circadian clock has over our lives. It really is. And it's very evident when you travel because you can get a lot of sleep and feel incredibly tired. And you can also get almost no sleep and feel great. And that's the circadian clock. It has an unbelievable ability to get you ready and alert and awake or get you tired. And so the circadian clock is really the underlying foundation of everything we do. For us, it's great that there is a great sleep environment. You know, the better, the more easy it's going to be to fall asleep.
It helps.
When the time is right for falling asleep.
Yeah.
But what we at Time Shifter is focusing on is just how do we shift that clock so that it's aligned with the local time zone when you get there, so that you can sleep naturally. And that's the key. You cannot force yourself to sleep or to be awake, but you can force, you can try to, but it's always, problematic and not always successful. Mm-hmm. But with time shifter, we're really focusing on how we can get that clock shifted so that when it's time to go to bed, you can fall asleep and you stay asleep. And when it's time to get up in the morning, you don't need that alarm clock for, snooze button for 5-6 times, and then you feel awful when you get up. And that's the key. That's the key.
Well, and I always say that our body is like an orchestra, and you mentioned the brain is time circadian clock. What you mentioned, like up there, is the controller. It really does affect everything else, and so that's why I was really excited to have you on to talk more about this, because I want women to really understand how, if they start to apply these principles, it'll really help them not only when they travel, but also just like day to day. So I know the big thing is light. And on the way back, so I'm going to talk about my experience a little bit. Maybe this will help people. So on the way back, I plugged in my information. I thought it was super cool. I'm not really an early bird person or a night owl, and there was an option for that. Do you know why there's some people that just aren't either? Like, I feel like I just like to wake up naturally when there's light and go to bed when it's dark, but I wouldn't say I'm an early bird or a night owl.
That's because you your clock is close to 24 hours. Your clock is actually 24 hours as which equals the rotation of Earth around the sun. So your situation is very balanced, but and that's why there is an option for it. There are many people that are not night owls or early birds, but are just basically functioning neutral. Where they wake up, they're okay. When they go to bed, they're okay.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Okay. So the app gives you the option. So you can kind of start there by specifying what you are. Then it gives you this whole plan about when to see light, when not to see light. And then if you have to see light, like the options, like wear sunglasses or what to do there. And then it even lets you know if you want to use melatonin, when you can use that to help you sleep, or coffee to help you stay awake. So those are kind of the main principles, right?
That's right. So the light is the foundation. You cannot ignore timing light. And let's talk about light for a little bit, that means. When we say in the app, you need to prioritize bright light, it basically means get as much light as you can. You don't need to be out in the sun, although the sun is more powerful than any other light on the planet, right? There's artificial light is not as bright as the sun.
Yeah.
But in the case of shifting your circadian clock and dealing with jet lag and using time shifter, any artificial light is helpful. So just get as much light as you can. If you're in a dark plane and you need to prioritize bright light, all you need to do is crank up the brightness of your laptop, your computer, watch a movie, do some work.
Which is what I did.
Yeah. Have the light above you turned on. And if you're a really terrible person, you would also take the shutter up or the window thing and let everyone else have it, right? So
all the light,
as much light as you can is fine for shifting you fast. If you need to avoid light and you happen to be out in the sun enjoying the day, you can just put on dark sunglasses, and now you're avoiding light to a large extent. I mean, the darker the sunglasses, there are some specs, but it just your favorite dark sunglasses. And you will then avoid light to a large enough extent that you will shift your clock really fast. So it's not difficult to comply with this stuff. And if you happen to do a meeting with someone and it says avoid light, don't sit there with your sunglasses on in that meeting. Take them off for an hour, have the meeting, and put them back on afterwards. You don't need to be 100% compliant with this.
That was one of my questions.
Yeah, you don't need to have significant benefits. But the more you follow the plan, the more benefits you're going to get. The second part you mentioned before was melatonin.
Yes.
So melatonin is, we talk about hormones actually. Melatonin is a hormone in your body, and your body is able to produce it on its own at certain times. At night, your body's producing melatonin before bedtime. And
it should be naturally.
Yes, and it's actually regulated by the circadian clock.
Yes.
So when the circadian clock says, now it's about to go to bed, your body starts to produce melatonin. If
you're not looking at all the light. Yeah. If you're not looking at that laptop, so many of my clients, I say to them, and this is something that I'm working on too, don't look at your computers before bed. Don't look at your phones before bed. I know that there's the orange light. I do that. I put the orange light on, but it's still light. I mean, even though it's the orange, does that make a difference, by the way? Sorry to interrupt, but like if you put on an orange light or the night shift, does that help at all?
Yeah, it does. But don't, the night shift, and I wouldn't look at any computerized device. I wouldn't look at an iPad or an iPhone. Even with,
I know.
Because it's right next to your face. I would rather put a TV far away on the wall and dim it down and put a timer on it and watch something that's not very engaging, something fun and not upsetting, than I would have a screen right in your face. Any light, not even if it's yellow and green, yeah. Any light is a problem. And when you have it right in your face, it's just not a good thing. So keep those devices away from you in bed and read a book instead and have some light. There's some biological lighting out there that you can buy, LED bulbs that are the right spectrum, the right colors, everything that really will impact your circadian clock the least. There's a great light bulb called Goodnight, I think from a company called Healthy, that really is very impactful, and it's the cheapest solution to really address this problem. So yes, so light is really the foundation, and melatonin, although it's a hormone we produce in our own body, when we travel, the time we go to bed at the destination and where we need to reset the circadian clock to so it understands that now it's a new pattern, you've shifted the clock, we use melatonin supplement. It's an option within the app. You don't need to use melatonin for this to work and for you to use time shifter. The lighting and timing lighting is the most important aspect of any jet lag client. But if you're okay with using melatonin supplement temporarily for jet lag, which I do, and it works great.
I wish I would have.
Yeah, it can shift your clock even faster, but you need to use the right melatonin, the right dose, the right type, and at the right time. And time shifter will tell you when that is and what dose and what type.
Oh, time shifter tells you the dose too?
Yes, correct. So the dose is, it's often misunderstood. When you go down to CVS and Walgreens or anybody else and get your melatonin bottle, you know, there really isn't any, you know, jet lag melatonin there. It's mostly for sleep. And melatonin, using melatonin for sleep and jet lag is two different things. For sleep, many want more milligrams and slow release, so it helps you through the night. Mm-hmm. With jet lag, you really want a quick release and low milligrams. You want a big punch in the circadian clock saying it's night, and then no more melatonin. So in case of jet lag, you want to use between half a milligram to 3 milligram only, and then you want quick release and not slow release. And then the timing of when you take it, that's something that's determined on your jet lag plan, which, as you said before, you're put in things like your sleep pattern, your chronotype, and your itinerary. And that will determine when to take that melatonin.
Yeah, I love that. I just put in what flight I was taking and it loaded up my flights. I didn't have to do any work with that. And then you're right. It just shows you right there. It's like clearly see light, see a lot of light, sleep, take a nap if you want. I wish I would have had melatonin, but I didn't. Because it is a hormone and because I don't recommend women take it all the time because it is something you naturally produce, I just never have it on me. But now next time I'm going to know this is for me to help me get quicker into the new time zone. And I'm excited to try it because I think it'll help a lot.
Yeah. So with anything, I would always talk to your doctor about it.
Right.
Melatonin is one of those things that, as it relates to safety, it should be safe if it's used temporarily. I would be more hesitant to using it ongoing, which I know many are. Using melatonin every night to fall asleep. I would try much more to create a sleep environment and lighting that can help your own body produce its own melatonin at night. So that would be my recommendation. But for jet lag, I think it's a great option for people that are open to it. And, you know, but you'd always want to ground test things before you go on your first trip so you're sure that you feel good when you take it.
That was another reason.
Experience on the plane.
Yeah, because I've never taken it. I think maybe a long, long time ago. But I was like, oh, I don't want anything, especially on the way to Singapore. I was like, I don't want any to be super tired. So I didn't bring any with me. But next time, I'm definitely going to try it. You also recommend when you can have caffeine.
That's correct. So caffeine does nothing to adjust your circadian clock. It doesn't help with jet lag. But As you probably do yourself. I certainly do. I use caffeine to get a little boost of energy at times.
Yeah.
Both when I'm traveling and when I'm not traveling. And what we do in the Timeshifter app, if you turn on the caffeine advice, it's an option, especially because it doesn't do anything for your jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are enjoying caffeine, a cup of coffee or something else that's caffeinated, we tell you when you can use it and how to use it the best way to get the most energy out of it. And we also tell you, which is much more important, when not to use caffeine at all. So caffeine can be in your blood for up to 8 hours. So if you have that cappuccino or latte or a cup of coffee or anything else with a lot of caffeine in it, just before you go to bed, you will disrupt the sleep quality.
Totally.
And although again, that's not about jet lag, we really want people as they travel to sleep well. We want them to get a lot of REM sleep, a lot of deep sleep, and feel great. And so we have added caffeine into the app. Although it's really not shifting your clock, it's something that supports your sleep and your energy level during the day.
That makes sense. So my experience on the way back, I did follow it to a T. Like I tried to sleep exactly when it told me to sleep. I had my sunglasses on in the plane. I watched a movie for like a TV series for 3 hours to try and get the bright light. So I did all of the things. My husband also did it. And then my brother-in-law, who was with us in 18, he was actually on like the exact same plan as me and he didn't do it at all. And he was like a mess when he got home. A couple things that I noticed was that you answered one of my questions already. There were times like when I was in the airport on my layover, I was like, do I have to wear these sunglasses the whole time? Because like sometimes it just feels weird and I want to like eat and have these sunglasses off. So a little bit isn't going to affect it too much if you have to be in darkness and you can't.
Right. So I would say this is really a funny situation, right? Trying to avoid light.
Yeah.
Port, and then you're walking around with sunglasses.
People were staring at me. I was like, whatever, I'm going to feel better than you. So I'm wearing my sunglasses.
You know what? It's funny. So my family, we've time shifted for several years now, right?
Yeah.
And, I have an 8 and 10 year old. I mean, they were 6 and 8 when they started time shifting with us as we traveled to Europe from New York or other places. And often we ended up in that same situation where we needed to avoid light when we're in the app.
Yeah.
And where it's very bright. So we all had our sunglasses on and it was hysterical to really, you know, get feedback from people. People were like, you know, do you know the sun has set outside? You know, do you know this? You know, and some were smiling. I bet that some people thought we were rock stars and other people thought we were just weird. And I think it's just one of those things that, you know, just think about next time that you're wearing sunglasses in the airport, that you know something that some of the other travelers don't, and you're really, you know, ahead. And
that's what I did.
Trying to, you know, because the first time people stood on the street corner with a big cell phone and chatted on it, it was really weird. But now we all do it. And I think that's what you're going to see with time shifting is as this science become much, much more known to people and the implications and the impact of using time light exposure and shifting this way becomes recognized, you'll see lots of people with sunglasses on in the airport and other places.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes more recognized. So I don't feel bad about doing that. I wouldn't take my sunglasses on even when eating a meal in the airport. I would just wear them because the impact is so significant. I would only deviate from the plan when it really isn't appropriate. Like, for example, you have a meeting with an important customer.
Right.
You don't want to sit there with sunglasses on. That just, you know, at this point is not respectful.
I don't know if you were in one of the main sessions, but I was laughing because one of the doctors on the panel had his sunglasses on. And then the host made a joke. They were like, look at you. You are following the Time Shifter app. And he was also like super comfortable. Like he was in sweats and a sweatshirt. And
so awesome. That's so awesome.
We're like, what a savage. Like that was amazing.
that's really awesome. No, I think, you know, when people understand why you're doing it, it's not disrespectful. I mean,
exactly.
This is such a big problem. It's a problem. The consequence of jet lag, you know, are often not really well recognized, right? So you have the typical stuff we all can talk about. Oh, I don't feel, you know, great. I feel a little off. But really, when you look at both productivity, performance, you look at safety.
It can get dangerous. It really can.
You're driving your family in a rental car when you arrive. And if you are peak fatigued and jet lagged at that moment, you know, that's dangerous. And that leads to incidents and accidents and problems. And then you have the enjoyment factor, right? You go with your husband, your wife, your family on a vacation that you've looked forward to. You have a week somewhere. And then the first, you know, days, you just don't want to do the sightseeing. You're not really energetic enough. You feel awful. The first night, you don't have dinner at a nice restaurant, or because you just go to bed early and then you wake up in the middle of the night. So you really, the impact is tremendous. But also there are some other things that I think, especially if you travel often and also for business, you know, often you see people leaving a day earlier or 2 days earlier, so they're more acclimatized when they get to their destination, and mm-hmm. so that they can perform when it's expected from them. And then you have the people coming home a Friday afternoon from a long-haul flight. Imagine how you now, a husband or wife or mom or dad to your family, you know, you're lying on the couch exhausted from this trip and need the weekend to recover before going back to work. And then there is the long health implications. If you travel often, you have consequences that mirror those of shift workers. You have increased chances of stroke, of diabetes, of certain cancers. You know, it's just not worth it to battle with jet lag as you travel, and also the consequences later on in life. So there are many reasons for looking at this and taking it seriously.
It's so true. And again, for all the women listening, I mean, I travel, it has been recently, once a month. Like, thank goodness I don't have any travel until January. I'm actually really grateful to have some time. But it affects our menstrual cycle. And so you'll notice, for women who are listening, your period may come late. You may delay ovulation, and you might get your period early even. And so you can see physical signs of how travel and switching your circadian rhythms like this, it really affects the body. And then prolonged doing that all of the time, it takes a toll, and it'll spread to other areas of your life. So that's why I'm so excited about this resource. Now, when I came back, I saw on the app, it was like, wake up at 8 and then go to bed at 11. So it kind of is like going back to a normal schedule. And so I didn't use it for the rest of the time. And I was like, it's fine. But I've noticed I've been waking up tired still, I woke up at 9:30, which is not the norm for me, because I was wearing my sleep mask. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's 9:30. And then I'm still a little bit awake in the evening. Like, I'm not ready to go to bed, and I'm doing the bad watching TV on my computer because I know it's not good. So I'm going to fix that tonight. But should I have been following it more closely the days following my return?
Absolutely.
I ruined it.
there are counterintuitive advice in there that really matter, both as it relates to light. You know, what we're doing is we're really trying to get you back to your normal sleep pattern. Again, the sleep pattern you put into the app, that's what we're trying to hit and aim for. You know, We have actually built in a number of what we call practicality filters in the app. So we will never ask you to be awake during the night, and we'll never ask you to sleep during the day. The key here is to make this a tool that's realistic for you to use in the real life. And so on top of the science, we built in these practicality filters. I can give you another example. If you travel to Singapore again, we wouldn't ask you to go to bed when you arrived in Singapore, no matter what time. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you need to get your luggage, get in a cab, go to your hotel, check in, get your toothbrush, and go to bed. Mm-hmm. That's going to take an amount of time. And we've taken that into consideration when we create these plans, so that you're not being pushed to doing things that are just not, you know, realistic for you to do. Of course, we all have different plans, and sometimes we're not addressing a specific need. But again, that's why it's so great that you don't need to follow the plan 100% for it to give you the great benefits. But when you get back home, in addition to the sleep, it might say again, you know, see bright light at this time, mm-hmm. avoid light at this time. And that part of the advice really, really matters. Just going to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time won't necessarily help you shift that clock as fast. So the light advice when you get back home, and potential use of melatonin if you've turned that feature off or on, really matters.
Good point. Okay, that's really good to know. And I have one final question. on the plane when I was supposed to be sleeping, I was tired, but I couldn't sleep. And I remembered you saying in the previous interview or in your presentation that if putting the night mask on and at least being in total darkness is better than, oh, I can't sleep, whatever, I'm going to watch a movie.
Right, exactly. So, you know, sleep equals darkness, right? Because you close your eyes. And so when we tell you to go to sleep, it's not just to get sleep. It's also to avoid light. It's both. And so if you can't fall asleep and you instead watch a movie with bright light, you are impacting the circadian clock and most likely in the wrong direction, making jet lag worse. Mm-hmm. So what I highly recommend is that you try to prevent as much light as possible during a sleep episode. If you can't fall asleep, either sit with a sleep mask on and meditate, relax, sleep as much as you can. You go in and out of sleep, that's fine. When I flew back from Singapore, there were probably a couple of hours during my sleep episode on the plane that I didn't sleep soundly, I was just, you know, kind of waking up, falling a little bit back to sleep. But then I was, you know, instead of taking my sleep mask off and watching a movie, I was just, you know, thinking about things. You could do things that are where you still avoid light.
Yeah.
And so I would do that. If you really absolutely must look at something or read something, or you can't sit still for any longer, you know, having dark sunglasses on and avoid the screen, a bright screen, or any light, or as much light as possible, really will still help you quite significantly. So, if you were asked to sleep, you can't sleep, try to relax, keep your sleep mask on. If you absolutely must, take it off, but have dark sunglasses on and try to do something away from as much light as you can.
The ticket for me was putting on classical music on the airplane, like TV. And then I put one earbud in, and then I put another sound blocking earbud in the other ear. And then I had my mask on, and it really helped. Like, it just calmed me. So that if you don't have melatonin, which also would help you, I think too, that's another good option. Well, this is amazing. And I'm so excited for people to download the app. I've personally used it, so I've been recommending it. And I was really happy that you decided to come on the show. Will you let our listeners know where they can find the app, maybe where they can find more information, and give them all the details?
Absolutely. So they can, you can go to our website, timeshifter.com. And in there are information about where to download the app on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. There's also information about the science and other interesting things in the area of jet lag. So that's the place to go, or you can just go directly to the App Store, Google Play, and download the app and get going. And the first jet lag plan is free. So
yes. You
don't need to use your credit card right away. We want people to have an experience with Time Shifter before we ask for your money. So,
but it's not even that expensive.
So it's the first trip, one way round trip or multi-city trip, it's free.
Yes.
Future trips, it's $10 per trip, or you can just pay $25 a year and have unlimited trips on the app.
Yeah, $25 a year is so cheap.
Yeah, it's not bad at all, taking into consideration the consequences. And listen, you know, we're putting a lot of investment into the app to continuously make it better. The version 2 just came out a week ago and has all these new features. And so we have to ask people for money. Otherwise, we couldn't build a business around it and deliver something that would increasingly be better and better. So that's why.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And maybe our paths will cross again at another summit or something fun like that.
I hope so, Nina. That would be really wonderful.
Well, thank you again and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Really hope that you all enjoyed that interview with Mickey. Make sure that you download the Time Shifter app. You can do it on your iPhone. You can do it on Google. Go to the website, check it out, read up on all the science behind the app, and I hope that it helps you on your next trip. And don't forget to join the private Healing Hormones Facebook group. Just head on over to Facebook, search up Healing Hormones, and you can request to be a part of our tribe there. It's a space where we can ask our questions, bounce ideas off of each other, and just build community. So I'd love to have the listeners of the Healing Hormone Podcast in that private group. Again, just search up Healing Hormones in Facebook, and I'll accept you into the group. All right, that's it for now. Cannot wait to talk to you all next week with a new guest and a new episode.